Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. We all want to get informed efficiently right. Today we're going to take a look at something you've probably seen a thousand times, the photo booth.
Right.
And, you know, maybe you just think of them as that thing at the arcade or where you get a quick ID photo.
Yeah, exactly.
But we've got two sources here that show just how much more there is to uncover.
Totally.
So we've got a great piece by Barbara Buckles called Photomoton Retrospect. And she really digs into all those memories and feelings that photo booths evoke.
Lots of nostalgia.
And on the flip side, we've got some information on Fernando Morante. And he's an artist who's created this installation actually called Photomaton.
Interesting.
And he uses all these discarded ID photos to explore, you know, bigger questions about memory and lost context.
Really makes you think.
So our deep dive today is going to connect these two viewpoints. We're going to look at the nostalgia, the art, and what these photos say about us and our relationship to the past. And we're aiming to give you a fresh perspective on something you might just walk right by.
Definitely.
So let's jump into Buckles' piece.
Okay.
One of the first things that grabbed me was this idea that even photos that were just meant for ID, you know, not meant to be artistic or anything, she says they still have this like aura or allure. What do you think she means by that?
Well, I think it's fascinating because even with those simple ID photos, something about the person still gets through. You know, it's not a fancy studio portrait.
Yeah.
But there's that little glimmer of personality in those expressions.
Right.
Now, Buckles gives a great example of her grandmother. This picture of her with this coy smile and a fur collar.
Oh, I love that.
It just sparks your imagination, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Like, who was she with? What was going on in her life?
Totally. And then there's that picture of her mom looking très chic
right.
for some mystery man. It's like these photos become little puzzles.
I love that analogy.
Yeah, little windows into these hidden stories.
Yes.
And Buckles also talks about how photo booths were like a key part of the social scene way back when.
Oh, absolutely.
People would use them on dates at amusement parks and arcades because back then, you know, not everyone had a camera in their pocket.
That's so true.
So the photo booth was this really accessible way to capture those fun times.
Right.
And I just love the image of people piling into those tiny booths.
Yes, squeezing in there all awkward.
And that curtain, you know, that was supposed to give you some privacy.
Yeah, some privacy, but not really.
It wasn't exactly soundproof either.
Definitely not.
And then you'd have to wait for that strip of pictures to slowly come out on the machine.
It's like that anticipation.
The anticipation was killer.
Oh, yeah.
It was such a ritual, so different from just snapping a pic on your phone today.
So true. And I think that's why those photo strips felt so special.
Yeah, you could hold them, share them, stick them in your wallet.
It was like a tangible memory, a physical object.
And Buckles really emphasizes that, you know, these photos endure and endear.
And I think she's right. There's something about that tangible element that makes them last.
And you know, it wasn't always about getting a perfect picture either.
No, not at all.
Buckles mentions how people in the comments talked about the fun and the innocent naughtiness of it all.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like trying to time the flash just right, making funny faces.
Oh, yeah. The spontaneity of it all.
It's almost rebellious in a way.
Oh, so.
Well, think about it. Today, we're so used to taking tons of pictures, filtering them, editing them.
Right.
But photo booths just give you that raw, unedited moment.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's like a glimpse into a genuine moment.
And speaking of moments, it turns out photo booths have a whole connection to art history that I never knew about.
Really?
Apparently, artists like Andy Warhol and Francis Bacon use photo booth images in their work.
Wow, I never would have guessed.
Isn't that wild? It's like they saw something artistic in this everyday thing.
Yeah. And I can see how it fits with Warhol's style, you know, with repetition and all that.
Exactly. And it's not just the big names either.
Okay.
Buckles mentions other artists who found inspiration there.
Oh.
And she even talks about her own idea of combining photo booth pictures with her grandmother's recipes.
Oh, I love that. That's so creative.
It's like a really personal way to blend family history with visuals.
Yeah, and it shows just how versatile photo booths can be.
Totally.
From capturing silly moments with friends to inspiring art.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're even seeing a resurgence of photo booths at events and parties.
Yeah, for sure. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's that tangible element again. In a world where everything is digital and fleeting, having a physical photo strip feels special.
Makes sense. Okay, so now let's switch gears and talk about Fernando Morante's Photomaton installation.
Right.
And this really shifts our focus from those personal memories to bigger questions about identity.
And the passage of time.
Exactly. So Morante built this booth that looks just like an old photometaton, and he filled it with these discarded ID photos that he's collected. And the central question he's asking is, what happens to old ID portraits when they lose their context?
That's a profound
It
question.
really makes you think.
It does, especially compared to Buckle's perspective, where those photos are full of personal meaning.
Right. Morante is looking at photos that have been stripped of their stories.
Yeah, they become anonymous faces.
Exactly. He even calls them mere physiognomies, which just means the faces themselves. And he says that, you might be able to guess someone's social standing or the era they lived in just by looking at them, but you don't know anything about their actual lives.
It's a stark contrast to those vibrant narratives that Buckles describes.
It really is. And where did Morante choose to display this installation?
I don't know where.
In the Lisbon subway, back in 2018.
Oh, wow, that's a powerful choice.
Isn't it?
You're surrounded by all these anonymous faces in the subway every day.
You're exactly right.
People rushing by, you don't know their stories.
And these photos were once so important for identifying people.
Yeah, official documents.
Yeah, and now they're just these faces floating in the sea of
It's
anonymity.
like a commentary on how easily we can be forgotten.
And how context can be lost.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's interesting to think about how the original photometaton, which Morante's work references, was invented all the way back in 1925 by this guy named Anatole Josepho.
Oh, wow.
It was purely functional at first.
A way to get ID photos.
And now it's inspiring art that makes us contemplate memory and identity.
That's a fascinating evolution.
So we've got these two very different perspectives here, right?
Yeah.
Buckles focusing on the personal connections to photo booth memories, and Morante exploring what happens when those connections disappear.
Two sides of the same coin in a way.
But both perspectives highlight this human need to capture and preserve a moment.
Yeah, to document ourselves, to be seen.
Whether it's a silly photo with friends or a serious ID photo, it's about holding on to something.
To a piece of
And
ourselves,
it
right?
makes you think about your own relationship with photos, right? Have you ever found an old photo of someone you don't know and just wondered about their story?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Or what about those photo booth strips that we all have tucked away somewhere?
Yeah, the ones we maybe don't want everyone to see.
What memories do those hold?
It's worth taking a moment to think about those photos, the stories they tell.
So to wrap up this deep dive, it's clear that the photo booth, this seemingly simple invention, is actually a lens for exploring so much.
Nostalgia, art, identity.
It's more than just a machine that spits out pictures.
It really is.
And as you go about your day, think about this. In a world flooded with digital images, what is it about those tangible photo booth pictures that still holds our attention?
Yeah, why do they feel so special?
Maybe it's the physicality of them, the shared experience of squeezing into that booth, the raw, unfiltered moment captured in time.
The imperfections, the graininess.
Exactly. So think about the photo booth images in your own life and the stories they hold.
And the next time you see a photo booth, maybe don't just walk on by.
Take a moment to appreciate it. You never know what stories are waiting to be discovered.
I think that's great advice.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll see you next time.
See you then.